Hondurans voted on Sunday for a successor to deeply unpopular President Juan Orlando Hernandez in elections that could oust his national party after 12 years in power. The candidate most likely to do this is Xiomara Castro of the Leftist Liberty and Refoundation Party. The former First Lady is making her third bid for the presidency and is the only of 13 opposition candidates with a chance to beat Hernandez's handpicked successor, Nasri Asfura, a Tegucigalpa mayor. Such is the level of mistrust among Hondurans in the electoral process that many fear there could be disturbances in the streets, no matter who wins. The AP reports at least one polling site in the capital's El Bosque neighborhood opened more than an hour late on Sunday. However, voting appeared orderly. The Kremlin said Sunday it was hoping that U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin would speak via video link before the end of the year. Russia's RIA news agency quoted Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov as making the statement, adding there's no exact date. His comments come on as tensions are high over what the West says are unusual Russian troop movements close to Ukraine. Some Russian sources have suggested they are a part of a Russian push to secure and frame the terms of another summit with President Biden. The U.S. president said on Friday that he would, in all probability, speak with President Putin and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Virgil Abloh, fashion's highest profile black designer and the creative mind behind Louis Vuitton's menswear collection, died on Sunday of cancer. That, according to the owner LVMH of the Louis Vuitton brand, the French luxury goods giant said Abloh, who was 41, had been battling cancer privately for years.